Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
Joining me live in the studio now, good morning, I'm Mike Derler. Joining me is Callie Finnegan. Yeah. With 100% Otero. Good morning, Callie.
Good morning.
Glad to have you here.
Thank you very much.
No stranger to our studio, Peg Krim.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great because I'm going to find out some stuff. I'm going to learn some stuff this morning.
All right.
We like that.
I bet we will, too.
Well, you learned something already. So. But anyway, so whoever wants to take this, please explain and tell us what 100% Otero is.
Go ahead, Peg.
All right. 100% Otero is a nonprofit. It's a grassroots nonprofit. We've come together in the last couple of years, and our mission is to eliminate childhood trauma in Otero County. And we do that by supporting families. If we can support families in what we call the 10 vital services, families have a better chance of growing up healthy, safe, mm-hmm. strong, and that our kids will grow up to be responsible and productive adults. And that's our goal. The 10 vital services that we want to help make sure all families have access to are food, housing, medical and dental care, behavioral health care, transportation, parent supports, early childhood learning, community schools, youth mentoring, and job training. And so we work on all those things. And we do not directly provide services, but we work with all the people that do provide those services. And we're working to make sure the community knows about all the services that are available mm-hmm. and can easily access them.
Right. So let's take youth mentoring, for example. You know, we've got a great organization here in Alamogordo dealing with that right now. Big Brothers and Big Sisters.
Absolutely. And Brenda Dorsey from Big Brothers Big Sisters is on our youth mentoring team.
All right.
As are some other folks. And it's nice that you brought that up because January is National Youth Mentoring Month.
Uh-huh.
And so in January, our team, they've done some great work. They get out, they talk to community groups. They have cards that say thank you that you can give. You know, everyone's been mentored by somebody in their life. So we have cards that you can say thank you to the people that helped you mentor. And they're out working to recruit more mentors and more kids that need mentors or want mentors.
Absolutely. Now, you started this organization, Peg, with
Lisa Yale.
I almost said Yaley, so I'm glad you said that. Lisa, I'm glad I had to look for it. Lisa Yale.
Yes.
How long ago did this get started?
So this was back in late 2019.
Okay.
And there's some local New Mexico folks, Dominic Capello and Catherine Ortega Courtney, that wrote a book called Anna, Age 8.
Mm-hmm.
And you can download that book for free. If you just Google Anna, Age 8, it'll work your way to the right website where you can download it. And it's kind of a call to arms, and it talked about what happens to kids who live through a lot of trauma mm-hmm. in their young lives and how it affects them for their entire lifetime.
Right.
And Lisa is a neighbor and friend of mine, and she says, Peg, you got to read this book. And of course I said, oh, yeah. And then, you know, a week or two later, she's like, Peg, you really got to read this book. Yeah, I will. And eventually I did read it. And of course, the rest is history.
Right.
Because once you read that book, you say, you know, we do need to do something about this.
Well, never underestimate the power of two lady neighbors over coffee. Things can happen.
Or walking their dogs.
Absolutely. Callie, how did you get involved with all this?
Well, I, my husband and I, he's retired Air Force, and we've chosen to remain in Alamogordo. We've made this our home. And after both my boys grew up and left, flew the nest, Peg knew that I was looking for another volunteer opportunity mm-hmm. and something meaningful. I didn't want to just go back to work just to work. I wanted right. it to mean something. And so she introduced me, gave me the book, and introduced
oh,
me.
That book.
I know. Got to read the book. And, It was a great way for me to work, to help the community, remain flexible. Our hours are kind of willy-nilly. And, so it was just working. I've always volunteered at my children's school.
Right.
And so it was just a way to continue to work to help children.
Yeah, yeah. What's your background?
My background is actually advertising and marketing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
You kind of understood a little bit of what I was talking about.
I totally
earlier.
Did. Yes.
Peg, what's your background?
Well, you know, I used to come in here to talk about what was going on the Lincoln National Forest.
Yes, you did.
I worked for, oh boy, almost 35 years for the Forest Service.
You went from trees to kids.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Still growing things.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So I like that. Still growing things. No doubt about that. So, so everything stemmed out of this book, Angela at eight?
Anna, age eight.
Anna, age eight. And we're talking about 8 years. The number eight.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
She was 8 years old.
Eight years old. So.
And the two authors of the book both worked with Child Protective Services in their data collection. Mm-hmm. And what they did is they realized they have all this data, but what are we doing with that data?
Right.
And so they started compiling and condensing and realized that there were these 10 vital services that if families had, they tended to be successful mm-hmm. in raising their children. And those children tended not to experience trauma or insecurity in their life. And so that's what it drew me to it. It was like, this is data driven. This this is not pulled out of thin air.
Right.
There are actual things that we can do very specifically to help our community and help our children.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Peg, I guess I just want to get in, go to the place that where do you guys come in at? I mean, I've just found out about a child that's suffered trauma. Do we go or what? How does this work with you guys?
So we got lots of things going on, so I'll tell you what a few of them are.
All right.
But the main thing that we did, and, you know, these last few years, you know, I said we started at the end of 2019. Mm-hmm. Of course, what started at the beginning of 2020? The COVID pandemic. Yeah. And so we had just had our first public kickoff on the morning of March 11th, which was the day pretty much the world shut down in the United States. And so we were like, you know, what are we going to do? Blah, blah, blah. But like everyone else, we learned to use Zoom.
Yeah.
And it's actually turned out to be a good thing for us. So we started in early 2020, and we have weekly on Wednesday mornings a Zoom meeting. And we have people from the counseling center, the hospital, you know, Big Brothers Big Sister, CYFD, just all the people who provide services to families in our community. A lot of them get on the Zoom call, and there is so much networking and sharing of information that alone has been a very valuable thing to have happen.
Right.
Because, you know, oftentimes if a family is needing services, they need more than one.
Right.
And, you know, all these services, the people providing the services are out there, you know, they're working hard, but they're focused on what they need to do, but they don't necessarily know what their neighbor's doing or the business down the street or things like that. So that's been really helpful, is that we all share so much information. We come together. We have so much synergy of working together because we're all working towards the same goal of healthy kids and healthy families.
All right.
So that's been a great thing.
Yeah. So in other words, you're working, collaborating with these other organizations. And if people are needing services, they can come to you guys like a clearinghouse, and you can direct them to where they need to go.
That's one of the things we can do. You use the word collaboration.
Yeah.
And that's really our bailiwick. That's really what we do, is trying to make sure there's no gaps in services, trying to make sure that there's good bridges between services.
Mm-hmm.
All of those people, like Peg said, that provide services, that, man, they've got full-time jobs. They are working hard. So it's hard for them to do that full-time job and then also look for connections to other services.
Right.
That's our job.
Right. Okay.
We do that for them. So we kind of set the table to bring everybody together. They don't have to worry about setting the table.
Right. So if I'm following this right, like I said, this is a learning experience for me.
And it's kind of hard to explain.
Yeah, if I'm following this right, if, say, Brenda Dorsey with Big Brothers and Big Sisters, they've got a child, and they find out they need some other services, they can get a hold of you guys, and then you can tell her to give them this information about these other services. Am I pretty close in the ballpark?
That can happen. And just one of the great things, and that Callie has helped us do in the last year that she's been working with us, is if anyone is looking for services, they can go to a website. It's written out, 10vitalservicesnm.org.
So T-E-N,
Vital. T-E-N, vitalservicesnm.org.
.com or .org?
.org.
.org.
The first page will be, what county are you in?
Right.
And there's several counties listed there. You pick Otero County. The next page will be, what services do you want? And then you can go to any of those 10 vital services. So if you went to food, it would list all the food pantries in Otero County and all the community meals in Otero County. So if you were looking for food, that's one place to at least see what's going on.
And it's got all the information about that service, their hours, their contact information, a map with directions. It's pretty inclusive of all the information you might need.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Because that was one of the things when we interviewed people in the community, was you would hear, well, I don't know where to find a service. Mm-hmm. I don't know where to get mental health care. I don't know. So,
or I don't qualify because of this or that, but they didn't necessarily know what it took to qualify or not.
Right.
Yeah. So, that was one of the first things that we were able to do to bridge that gap, was to get that information out there, to make the information about those services easily accessible.
Yeah. Wow. I tell you what, what brought about the name 100% Otero? That's one of the biggest questions I had.
So we talked about the authors who wrote the book, Anna Age 8. They also wrote a book called 100% Community. And that's kind of a roadmap for how a county can implement this. Because, you know, they worked for the state, as Callie mentioned, and they were looking at it statewide, but the state's a pretty big, spread out, hard place to implement something. But they figured a county could implement something like this. So they created kind of a roadmap for us in the book 100% Community. And then when we were trying to think, what are we going to call this? Whatever, but it's 100% Otero, because we want 100% of our kids to grow up safe and healthy and into, you know, responsible and productive adults.
Yeah. Are we finding that we're seeing a lot in Otero County that are really needing these services?
Yeah. How long have you lived here, Mike?
I'll be real honest with you. I've been here since 2007.
Okay. I moved here in 1988.
Okay.
And, you know, most of our schools are Title I schools, meaning that economically people qualify for free meals.
Yeah.
You know, we see on the streets, we sometimes see people who have, whether they don't have a place to live or they have mental health issues or they just are looking for a job or whatever.
Right.
You know, we see it every day, whether, you know, in our families, in our communities, at the stores, downtown, whatever. So, you know, it's something that's needed. We would love to work ourselves out of business. We would love to be successful that 100% of our families are strong and healthy and grow
up.
And all that, but yeah, it's definitely needed.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt about that. I agree with you on that. I don't really care what state you live in.
Yeah,
it could be Kansas, Michigan, or California, or New Mexico, or Texas. That there are issues that need to be addressed.
Absolutely.
In those areas, and I think the most important thing, I think, if when we look at just some common sense facts, that when children can eat, they learn.
Yes.
And it just comes down to that.
And if they have a safe place to go home at night. If you if they don't know where they're going to end up that night when they go home, they're not going to be thinking about reading or learning to add or subtract or whatever. They're thinking, oh, is mom going to be home tonight when I get there? Am I going to have a home? Am I going to have a place to sleep tonight?
Right.
Whatever it is. So, yeah, and you know, the kids don't have any control over so much of that.
Right.
So we want to make sure that they're supported as much as they can be.
I think one of the scariest things in life is when you're 8 years old and you have to be in survival mode.
Yes.
You know, I mean, that is a scary thing for a child, don't you think?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And just think about that kiddo then trying to also navigate school and social interactions. And, you know, it's remarkable
that... And they've actually found that, you know, so if a child is having to stay in, you know, kind of fight or flight mode or survival mode most of the time while they're growing up, it actually changes the way their brain develops, you know, and it affects their entire life. You know, it's not just that, okay, once they're 18, move out of their house, get a job, move on.
Right.
It affects people for their life. They're finding ties to diseases, you know, heart disease, cancer, all sorts of things like that, that can be tied to childhood trauma.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it behooves us as a community to eliminate that so that we have fewer costs in the future of people who can't hold a job or didn't graduate from high school or end up with more health things, whatever. It costs us as a community if we don't have healthy, strong, you know, safe places for kids to grow.
Absolutely. And Peg, run down those 10 tenements again.
All right. This is my specialty.
The 10 vital services.
Food, housing, medical and dental care, behavioral health care, transportation, parent supports, early childhood learning, community schools, youth mentoring, and job training.
There you go. Let's talk about community schools. We're talking about all schools or just the public schools or just, you know, how does school come into this?
Well, we want to work with all schools, but I will say that right now, you know, the biggest one in Otero County, of course, is Alamogordo, and they are doing a lot of great things in the schools to help support kids.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Right now. So we do work a lot with Alamogordo schools, but we are reaching out to other schools, too. And if anybody is listening from the other schools that want to work with us, just we'd love to get into contact with you.
Yeah. So. Are do you guys have printed up literature that you're sending out to schools or different organizations and stuff like that, Kelly?
We do. We have cards and brochures and that kind of stuff. We really promote that website. Peg's background in the Forest Service has us being very conscious of how many trees we cut down to print brochures. So,
I knew that.
So we're very conscious of not just disseminating paper. We want people to actually have a need for it for when we
use it if we do it.
Use the information. But yes, we do have brochures and we have cards that list that business cards with that website and a QR code that lists the 10 vital services and.
And we also, if you are reading the Alamogordo Daily News, is every month we have an article in there.
Oh.
Sometimes it's about 100% Otero in general. Sometimes it's about one of the 10 vital services and what they're doing. If you live in the city limits and in your utility bill, there's a city profile once a month with information about lots of things. We have a little blurb in there. You know, we are... We're trying
and
to
we'll
get out
talk
to
anybody that will listen.
That's true. That's exactly.
Well, we'll have to work out something with you guys to come in on a monthly basis to talk about the 10 vital services, one a month or something like
Absolutely.
That.
That'd
or different
be great.
Things that you have on. And you're welcome to leave literature with us, a flyer with us that we'll just put into our PSA rotation. Oh, you got some. Look at you go, girl. So I like that and stuff. So this all came about walking a dog, neighbors walking dogs after reading a couple of books. And we are on a mission and a passion to save and help kids to a brighter future is what it all sounds to me like.
And can we invite everyone to our 100% Otero Summit?
Yeah.
On Thursday, February 16th. And it will be at the Civic Center. And you do, it is free.
I've got that one. Yeah,
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 it is free, but you do need to register. And in the morning, we're going to spend time, you know, we'll be sharing more information about 100% Otero. There'll be more networking opportunities. We'll do some brainstorming about things that are going on or things we need to be doing. We will have either Dominic Capello or Catherine Ortega Courtney, our authors. One of them is, we're planning, expecting them to be there to be a speaker and stuff. And then in the afternoon, we're having a training session, which is Donna Lucero from All Faiths Child Advocacy Center in Albuquerque. And she just has all, she's worked for almost 30 years doing this kind of work. And it's going to be all sorts of information about understanding the impact of trauma on brain function and structure, and then how to deal with people who have been impacted in that way.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a great day, and we're looking forward to it. We already have over 50 people signed up.
Wow.
And there is a website listed on there to a place you can sign up.
To register.
And or you
That's at 100nm.org/Otero/summit.
Yes.
All right. 575-551-1726 for more information, or weaving it all together at 100otero.org.
Absolutely.
Is that an email or?
That's an email.
That's an email.
Yep. All right. So that's going to be on Friday.
That's a Thursday.
That's a Thursday.
February 16th.
Oh, 16th. Oh, for some reason I thought, there it is. I looked at it wrong. Thursday, February 16th. Okay. And you've got 50 people signed up, and we'd like to have more, wouldn't we?
We'd love to have more.
There's plenty of room.
And it's a free event.
Yes.
Where's the event? What's the venue for the event? Where's it being
held?
It's
the Civic Center. Willie Estrada Civic Center.
Plenty of room. Put a lot of people in that thing.
The other good thing is Donna's presentation, her training, that there are CEUs available. There's law enforcement CEUs available, and
some counseling and CEUs, community health worker
CEUs. And so, those folks are all invited. We'd love to be able to provide this for them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So wealth of information at this thing coming up on February 16th, this 100% Otero Summit. You folks want to get signed up for this and get out there, especially if you're curious about services or how you can even get involved.
Yes.
So you want to check that one out. Again, 575-551-1726. Email weavingitalltogether@100otero.org or go to the website 100nm.org and check all that out and stuff. So sounds to me like you guys got it together. You got it going on. And all of this come out of a book.
And that's right.
I love it. I love it. You know, it's amazing how something like that can get started and just fan across the country and start helping kids. I just can't help but think that the future can be brighter because of something like this that you guys are working on. So
absolutely.
Fantastic. Well, we'll get with Bob coming up here in a little bit, or I've got your email. And we can look at maybe a once-a-month thing for a while. You guys come back and talk about the 10 vital services or
you got it.
Anything like that. I'm learning.
You are.
So you got a list of those things?
You sure?
We do.
Make sure I get that. Will you? That's because you talk too fast for me to write. So.
Okay.
But no, that's fine. So 100% Otero. Folks, check it out at www.100nm.org. Check out what they're all about. It just means a brighter future for everybody. So check it out. Peg Cram, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for letting us come on and talk today.
And Callie, thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate you very much.
You bet. Thanks for reaching out to us. I enjoyed having you both in here. And we'll look forward to doing it again, having you back in here.
All right.
Peg.
We'll see you.
Yeah.
I'll do it, so. We'll see you many more times.
Not with the Forest Service no more.
Yeah. I still love the forest, though.
Yeah.
And now that I'm retired, I can get up there on my free time and go enjoy it.
And just enjoy it without thinking, I got to call somebody now.
Yep.
So,
yep.
So that's cool. That's great and stuff. And military that stayed.
Yes.
Love it.
Thank you.
Love it. Yeah. My uncle was like that. He wound up at Holloman Air Force Base and retired here. Mm-hmm. And he's since gone, but my aunt's still here and stuff. So happens a lot here in Alamogordo.
Yes.
It's a great community.
It is.
I just came down to visit.
And there you go.
And bought a house. So anyway.
Yeah, and here you are.
Here I am. Patron, thank you. Callie, thank you.
You're very welcome.
And we look forward to having more visits with you guys about 100% Otero.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.